This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, in about 6 minutes, we're going to initiate the Spaces on X feed to take comments and questions from the deep state. To do the deep dive coming up. But right now, finishing up with Congressman Byron Donalds outlining the Communist Party, Communist Chinese Party, financing the Bidens. Here it is.
The withdrawal ticket from Lion Hall Group that is signed by Sarah Biden, who is the wife of Jim Biden, for $50,000 to withdraw from Lion Hall Group. I want to submit that withdrawal receipt for the record.
That objection is ordered.
On September 3rd, on August 28th, actually, Mr. Chairman, we have the deposit reference into Sarah Jones Biden's account on the same day she withdrew it from Lion Hall. I want to submit
without
that
objection to ordered.
Last document. On September 3rd, 2007, from Sarah Biden's own personal account, there is a check that is written to Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr., the President of the United States today, for $40,000, signed loan repayment. A loan repayment, by the way, that Joe Biden's own personal accountant, Mr. Eric Schwerin, has no record for. I want to submit that for the record, Mr. Chairman.
Without objection, so ordered.
To the members of the committee, it is clear that the source of this money came from CEFC, and that CEFC is a company that is directly linked to the CCP and actually the chairman of the CCP, the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party, Chairman Xi Jinping. With that, I yield.
Incredible. And it goes on and on. Here's another clip from another hearing. This is Representative Mike Waltz of Florida. Roast Eric Swalwell, because Swalwell was penetrated. I guess he penetrated physically a known Chinese spy. And here he is at a committee hearing acting like he's trying to do something to stop China. Here it is.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I find it incredibly rich Mr. Swalwell is going to come to this committee and lecture us about how China penetrates our government. I think that's something he may know a thing or two about. But let's talk about how China's penetrated the highest levels of this government, including this president and this White House, because I think the visual is incredibly important.
And again, it's the same committee hearing with Tony Bobulinski. I don't normally play clips twice in a row, but you just can't get any better than AOC acting like a complete fool. Play clip 7 again.
Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business
deal. Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO, and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
Specifically. You ask me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
Excuse
statutes.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse Aura. Me, sir. Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is the
category of crimes that you're then charged?
You have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges, sir. Please name
exact statute on RICO.
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 80
All right, sir. I reclaim my
lawyers that went to law school.
All right. So he's a former vice president and a lobbyist, and he in this one exchange, $10+ million. The taxes aren't paid on, that's admitted, that their accountants and CPAs don't know about, and he's in meetings with the former vice president and his son. It's racketeering, it's money laundering, it's tax evasion, it's bribery, it's espionage. And because he had a whole group involved, it's racketeering because it's organized crime. It's a conspiracy. It's not a crime, she said. It's a category. It's not that she thinks we're stupid. AOC is dumber than a box of rocks. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we are live, broadcasting worldwide at Infowars.com/show, band.video, hundreds of radio stations across the country, and at the Mighty X at Real Alex Jones. We just started simulcasting as the second hour started. So we've hit a paradoxical moment here, and I want to show TV viewers this. For X listeners, you can just search it for yourself. It turns out the deep state's actually kind of awesome, says the New York Times. Turns out the deep state is actually kind of awesome. So it doesn't exist if you're against it, but if you're for it, it exists. Remember Elon Musk last year? They had the World Government Forum sponsored by the Davos Group in Dubai, and they want world government. And Elon comes on and says, well, world government's like not having firewalls in a building or bulkheads in a ship. If one country floods with tyranny, all the other countries flood and the whole ship sinks. We need a diverse planet of diverse ideas. We need checks and balances. Just like in our system, we have the three branches, legislative, executive, judicial, and then you have the federalist system where then that's split between the states. So that's a fourth division between the feds and states, and then the states are divided into three subgroups as well, state, county, city. All of that is to stop a unified man on a white horse coming in and taking over. And so before we take your questions or comments on what is the deep state, what do you make of them denying it exists, now saying it's your savior, and saying the deep state's just an average bureaucrat at NASA? No, they're not. The deep state is the revolving door between government and corporations setting policy to where no matter who you put in office, Republican or Democrat, the policies of the deep state corporate governmental bureaucracy continues on. So we define the deep state here today, but we also ask, what is the deep state's global goal? And I'm going to give some examples of that, just a snapshot, but I'd love to hear your take on the deep state and how you think we counter it. I know we expose it. We show that whether you're in Australia or the U.S. during COVID, it was a global standardized policy of the IMF, the World Bank, the Pentagon behind it, the Davos Group. Standardized policy, standardized propaganda. That's the deep state, because the deep state's not just in one country. It's the big corporate Black Rocks, the Soros groups, that create the ESGs, the corporate governances that are the corporate social credit scores that then expand down to the people. So whether it's the giant secretive geoengineering program that's public, but they also won't admit the details of it, or whether it's the global standardization of mRNA being rolled out against the public, or whether it's the global carbon taxes being rolled out, all standardized, who is behind that? Well, we know. And then how do we counter that? But another example is the military-industrial complex, probably the chief example other than central banking. The two are paramount, twin peaks. And that is what Eisenhower, in 1961, in his farewell address, President Eisenhower, warned of. He didn't just say, beware the military-industrial complex and its undue influence taking over society and academia. He said there is a technological elite that is broken off from the people that is in control of the military-industrial complex. In the interest of this Live X event, I'm not going to play clips of Eisenhower's speech, but you can go look it up. It's 21 minutes long. But perhaps all the great folks on X and others that are watching will take parts of this breakdown, and maybe you add that in so people can see that. Maybe Elon Musk reposts it. Maybe it gets 50 million, 100 million viewers. Because it's only recognizing that there is a corporate global combine that don't have complete control, but they're trying to get complete control, that is unified in its actions, trying to force the behavior they want on the people and on state and local governments and on other corporations that aren't following orders. Klaus Schwab comes out 5 years ago and says, you will soon be eating bugs. People laugh. Now, 9 of the 10 major packaged foods companies in the United States alone are already putting bug protein that's seriously toxic with a chitin, the armored shell of the bugs, in the breading of chicken and so much more, or okra, or you know, whatever you buy that has a breading. We're addressing how these decisions are made at a corporate governance level with revolving door bureaucrats from the governments. We're addressing how the world and the PR firms and the think tanks and the disinformation operates. That is what we're doing live on Thursday, March 21st, 2024. But let's look at the military angle of the deep state. We'll put on screen some of the folks that are coming into the Live X event. Unlike classical talk radio, we take calls. We love calls, but X is amazing that we can take comments live on air. What's the term they use? We can have live speakers on air with the great Chase Geyser, who is in the control room, honchoing the entire event. So, the globalists have gone the last 6 months from saying we don't have troops in Ukraine and we never started a fight with Russia to the New York Times a few weeks ago saying, okay, the CIA overthrew the Ukrainian elected government 10 years ago and put stand behind networks there and started killing Russians and murdering people and engaged in terror attacks and attacking the Russian border to get the Russians to attack. And we led Putin into this and we thought we'd win the war. We thought we'd beat him very quickly because NATO had so many high-tech weapons and troops there. But the Russians put 600,000 troops in and all their weapons and have kicked our ass. So now we need to send troops in. Did you make that decision 10 years ago? Were you part of that discussion? No, it was the military-industrial complex bureaucracy that decided to slow roll us or sleepwalk us into nuclear Armageddon. But why have they shifted from Ukraine's invincible and cannot be defeated and is so amazing in the last 2 years to the last few months? Oh, my God, we're losing. Oh my! And now Macron says, I'm sending in troops. But now they confirm that, oh, there's troops from America, troops from the UK, troops from England, Germany, and they're getting killed. And now Macron says, I'm going to send in 20,000 troops to the front lines. Well, you know what that's about. They're going to be shooting missiles and artillery at the Russians. Just like the globals blew up the Nord Stream pipeline and blame Russia. I'm not defending Russia. I'm defending sanity and truth and not starting wars. If I was a German in 1940, I'd say, whoa, Hitler, don't attack Poland. So that's where we are. This is insane. So why is Macron doing that? Come on, folks, you're smart. It's simple. They believe the corporate media in Europe and here will be able to dumb people down sufficiently that when the French troops openly admit they're killing Russians, which they've been doing for 2+ years, I mean, I've got friends, I've got people, I'll just leave it at that. That's why I told you before the war started. I said it's going to start in February. Told you in December. I told you in October, 2.5 years ago. How did I know that? Well, I mean, I know people. I made some calls. And they said, we're not going to tell you classified stuff, but yeah. Yeah, we're there. So now that he admits they're there, he's getting ready to admit the French dead. and they can mix French units in with the Ukrainians, which they've done, the Russians won't know when someone's firing a howitzer at them, or someone's firing a cruise missile at them, or someone's launching 100 drones at them. The Russians aren't going to know that the people running those radio signals that control those drones that the Russian aircraft are picking up and triangulating, that when they then direct their glide bombs or their cruise missiles or their artillery, they're going to wipe out French. And then Macron, who's doing all these tough guy videos now where he's boxing and showing his muscles, Macron will then scream bloody murder and say, the French honor has been violated, and we must march off and directly attack the Russians. I mean, this is crazy. Anybody understands that? I'll do an analogy. Get Scott or somebody that wants to be on TV. Scott doesn't want to be on TV, you know what I mean? Somebody come in here, and I'm going to give you an analogy. If I get a crew member in here, which I wouldn't do, and I say, please come here. Please come, I want to talk to you. And then I punch him in the nose. They beat my ass. Am I to blame or are they to blame?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Thank you. are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
CIA, who are contributing to a major circulation American journal.
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Langley was laundering narratives to the press and into the public's veins. The most trusted names in news were working wittingly or unwittingly as deep state conduits of disinformation. At least 22 American news organizations, from the New York Times to Life magazine to CBS, had journalists on the CIA payroll.
At CBS, we had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
And the cover-up continues, although the lies are more blatant now.
There is no deep state.
There's no deep state. There's no great spy network who takes down presidents here.
There is no deep state, and we need to stop talking about it.
The deep state doesn't exist. Okay, spoiler alert, there is no deep state.
But today, my staff opened the New York Times and saw this. It turns out the deep state is actually kind of awesome. Not only does the deep state exist, but the deep state is filled with people just like you and me.
Okay, let's stop there.
To prove it, the New York
Times... I want to start going to the speakers on X here, but let's hit one more deep state area. Again, whether you are in Germany, or whether you are in Australia, or whether you are in the U.S. or Canada, globally, the 5G, the 4G, the 3G, all of it is standardized and agreed upon worldwide. And what happened a month ago? The big long-term U.S. government study of 20 years of radiation found what the Europeans found, that it's causing cancer, it's causing all sorts of health problems. It's everywhere, okay? And they knew that. It's way worse than cigarettes, okay? It's like equivalent to smoking and drinking. It really lowers life expectancy. I'll show you some of the studies in a moment. But why is it the same policy in Australia and the U.S.? That is the corporate, bureaucratic, standardized deep state. Why? Whether you were in Australia or the U.S., or whether you were in France or the U.K., you got $13,000 calculated to the currency of the country to say someone had COVID. You got another $40,000 to put somebody on a ventilator. $53,000 to kill somebody. Who standardized that? Well, we know. The big think tanks, the Carnegie Endowment, that advise the UN, that creates the policy, that directs it, and they have a UN world treaty to take over your bodies. That's the deep state. The deep state's not just the CIA. It's not just permanent bureaucrats. It's the revolving door of the corporations and different governments worldwide, with Bill Gates creating the standardized world ID, the standard digitized world system, the standardized ESGs, the standardized DEIs. So here it is. Connecticut City bans 5G due to serious health risk to humans. In Stamford, Connecticut. Look at this article from a month ago. No more research on cell phone radiation and human health, government says. The decades-long government study says they're not going to publish their findings and they're just going to stop researching it. Why the NIH abruptly halt research on the harms of cell phone radiation? Daily Mail. Now, here's some older articles. The terrifying potential of 5G technology. The New Yorker. People used to care a little bit. There's all the 5G at the Capitol. I wonder why they're all so sick. Talk about Havana syndrome. Oh, it's Havana syndrome. 5G smartphones cause cancer. Big Wireless doesn't want you to know. Wired Magazine. 2018. Big article linking to the studies. But after about 2019, they bought off the media. No more coverage. That's the deep state. The land where the internet ends. Big area, West Virginia, tens of thousands of square miles. Not even radios allowed. That's where the globalists have moved. New York Times. How the 5G coronavirus conspiracy theory tore through the internet. Well, the studies do show that 5G actually causes viruses to spread faster. So that's some of the news. That's a deep state example. Not, oh, this woman at the government has been there 30 years and she wants to purify the water. Good for her. Why are the feds saying that we need to put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water? That's not normal calcium fluoride. That's weaponized acid. It's super poisonous. And I got countless other examples, but I mentioned geoengineering. Tennessee State Senate passes bill banning chemtrail spraying in the skies. Well, the government doesn't call it chemtrail. They call it geoengineering. And it's basically declassified. Here's the bill. So the good news is we have Texas pulling $8.5 billion out of BlackRock for pushing their anti-human, anti-petroleum agenda that would destroy America. And now we have attorney generals and states saying, we're going to investigate your Department of Energy program adding chemicals to jet fuel that creates this fog. So the good news is once we understand what's happening, we start addressing it through systems we have. It's game over, folks. This program can only succeed if people are not aware of the program. Would you like more deep state coverage? Again, whether you're in New Zealand or the Netherlands, whether you're in Canada or Scotland, everywhere, the banks and the insurance companies and the nursing associations, the Mayo Clinic today, no white men will be hired that are straight, even though it violates federal law. What is that really about? It's not about helping brown people. It's about total division and setting the precedent to do whatever they want, whenever they want. Who standardizes that from Australia to Ireland, in the same week, the main medical companies come out and say, we don't hire straight white males anymore. That's a social credit score. Say you're gay, now you get the job. Well, now prove you are. It's about breaking down society. If they can get you to say two men can have a baby, if they can get you to say 5G is good for you, if they can get you to say there's no inflation when there is, if they can get you to say World War III is good, when they say jump, you say how high, master. And then Biden, every week, gives up a few billion in student loans, and there's hundreds of billions in it, to make it sound like vote for me, everything's free. All that creates is inflation. So that's the deep state, folks. And they're forgiving student loans all over the Western world. Why is it suddenly happening? Because it's all a standardized plan. They roll out. That's the deep state. The corporations and the government and the intelligence agencies with big tech working against the people in lifetime. That is the deep state. So we're going to go to break. We're on a bunch of radio stations. People ask on X, why is there a break? Because we're still on that old-fashioned thing. When they took me off everything 5 years ago with the deplatforming, we were able to stay on air. Because we had hundreds of radio and TV affiliates, and we're still on them, and they're awesome. Remember when old-fashioned TV and radio didn't watch you? You watched it. You listened to it. It wasn't two-way like the internet. I'm still on that old-fashioned thing where you can listen to me, but I don't track you. That's why we take some breaks. We skip our breaks for the network, but we run the local breaks for our local stations. We're going to go to one right now. We're going to come back with your comments of speakers on X reaching millions of people. And I'm asking everybody on X right now to repost on X, retweet on X, that we're having the spaces on the deep state and what it really is and how we deal with it and how we build an alternative plan to counter it. Please tell everybody you know and those you don't know right now in your text message, your email, word of mouth. Tune in now at Real Alex Jones and everybody send this out so we reach even more people. We're reaching millions right now on my regular show, but every new person we reach, whether it's a few extra million, that's great. If it was 100,000, I'd be happy. But we need to get you understanding that you're not a passive spectator. You are on the field. You are men and women in the arena. We'll be right back. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, simulcasting my syndicated radio TV show. It's a band on video, infowars.com/show, on the Mighty X. And we're talking about the deep state. Look, to define the deep state, it is a corporate, governmental, global bureaucracy of interest. And there's different factions and things that don't want you to have decision-making in your life and don't give a damn about you and will absolutely short-term destroy the world economy just to be in power. Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. And they're anti-human. They're eugenicists. They're terrible. And so we have to learn who they are, how they operate, and pull our money and support out from them. And it's happening all over, and the worm is turning, and they're panicking right now. So I want to go to your comments, the speakers on X. for the rest of the next hour and a half at least, but I wanted to read to you, as I mentioned it, just a short excerpt from the amazing speech that Teddy Roosevelt gave in France more than 100 years ago. Excerpt from the speech, Citizenship in a Republic, delivered in Sorbonne in Paris, France, April 23rd, 1910. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. That's a hole-in-one right there. That's why it's framed and laminated on the wall of my office. The man in the arena. In fact, I want on my tombstone, Alex Jones supported Team Humanity. He was the man in the arena. I bet on you because I know how important you are. And I know the globalist greatest crime is fighting competition and poisoning and dumbing people down. If they're so powerful, they should be able to lead people and have them accept their plan through being open, but they're not. They're the worst of the worst, and I, at a cellular DNA, genetic, and spiritual level, am built to oppose them. I'm so damn satisfied. I'm so real. I'm so truthful. It's true. I'm not perfect. Never said I was, but damn it, I'm trying, and God recognizes it. And the discernment I have at 50 is 10 times what I had at 20. And I had more discernment than the minions of Satan when I was 20. And now it's a paradox because, as the Bible tells us multiple times, with great knowledge comes great sorrow. The beginning of knowledge comes with sorrow is another Bible verse, and it's true. As Christ said, hanging on the cross, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, because if you knew God's plan, if you just seen the hem of God's garment, like Moses did, you would never oppose the plan. But God gives you free will. So you can be a punk, you can deny the plan, or you can get with the program. I am with the program. And they hate you because they know you're with the program. All right, let's go to these speakers on X. I'm going to try to go to as many as possible. Let's skip this next break. And let's go ahead and go right to your comments. Who's up first? Chase Geyser.
Let's have Skylar Phoenix speak first. Skylar, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Alex, Chase, complete pleasure, as always. My idea of the deep state would be the Fortune 100, State Street, the Soroses of the world, the Gateses of the world, all these people that have actually no power. The only power they have is in dividing us, through conquering us, dumbing us down to the GMO, hitting us with the stratospheric injections that Brendan said in the CIA. And obviously the people at Davos were more of like the mouthpieces. These are the people that we expose, and once we expose them, they lose all their power, which you've been doing for 30-plus years.
No, I agree. It's like dumping water. In fact, pull it up. It's like dumping water on the Wicked Witch in Wizard of Oz. It's like, boom.
Absolutely. It's also like Spectre. You remember what he says in Spectre in the 007 movie? He says, we have people everywhere. So they're embedded throughout all the different corporations, and it's also like a magician. I'm a magician, and I show you a magic trick. And then I show you how it's done. It loses all its power. You can't put it back in the box, right?
Perfectly said. Absolutely. And so they're cornered, though. And they actually thought that Ukraine would win in this, which shows everything they do turns to crap now because people are, I mean, Bill Gates will put a video out and he'll have 99% negative comments. So will Klaus Schwab. That wasn't that way 5 years ago. Don't they get people see them now? It's like a They Live. Once you put the glasses on, they don't have any more power.
Exactly. 100%. I think, though, like you're always exposing, that they're like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. They're fronting on both sides of the war. They're paying for both sides. So, like, you mentioned the other day, they can position themselves to buy up all these companies once the collapse happens for pennies on the dollar. And then it's also like Lockheed and Raytheon. All those heads are betting on that we go to war. They're warmongers.
It's just like from Russia with Love. When the head of Spectre, he's got the Russians, he's got the U.S. intelligence, he's trying to get British intelligence, and he calls them in, he says, Siamese fighting fish, amazing creatures. And he has the two fight, one kills the other, he's exhausted, and then Spectre comes in to finish the job. That's Black Lives Matter, that's the trans movement, that's Antifa, that's what this is.
Absolutely, 100%. And the reason they put that video out is just, like, laughable. And I think because the unseen is now becoming the seen. Too many people like us know about it, so they have to categorize it as a joke or, oh, it's no big deal. It's just this one person who works at NASA.
The deep state's really kind of awesome. Great points. Thank you so much. Since I mentioned it, let's play a clip from Russia with Love that describes the divide and conquer, and then we'll go right back to your comments. Here is speakers. Here it is.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures, brave but on the whole stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Kronstein's efforts as director of planning will continue to be as successful as his chess.
They will be. According to your instructions, I've planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new Lector decoding machine. For this, we need the services of a female member of the Russian cryptograph section in Turkey and the help of the British Secret Service. Naturally, neither the Russians nor the British will be aware that they are now working for us.
Number three, is your section ready to carry out Kronstein's directives?
Yes, number one. The operation will be organized according to Kronstein's plan. I have selected a suitable girl from the Russian consulate in Istanbul. She's capable, cooperative, and her loyalty to the state is beyond question.
And you're absolutely sure she believes you're still head of operations for Soviet intelligence?
It is most unlikely she would know I'm now working for Spectre. Moscow has kept my defection secret from everyone but a few members of the Presidium.
For your sake, I hope so. Kronstein, you are sure this plan is...
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And the GMO, so it's not just the monetary, it's not just the, it's all this, but at the end of the day, it is the spiritual. Go ahead. Well, sounds like he didn't like me interjecting. Is he gone, Chase?
Yeah, I think he's gone. I had to mute him because he was talking over you, and he's got to unmute himself. Go ahead, Gary.
I'm here. No, brother, I'm all for intellectual discussion, man. That's why I've listened to you for quite a while. But when it comes down to it, you have to understand that you have to look at the big picture of what's going on. Women, basically, the 19th Amendment was passed 8/18/1920. That was an 11th day in numerology. That has caused more damage to COVID-19 ever would. You have to understand what they wanted in the very beginning. It was basically the break up the family. Because you know what was the number one recipient of the vaccines? You know who bit it hook, line, and sinker more than anyone else? It was the people who didn't have fathers. It was the LGBT crowd. 97% of LGBT bit it hook, line, and sinker. And now you understand why BlackRock and Vanguard fund this garbage. Because people without a father, people with no home, they will be looking for leadership somewhere. And it all goes back to Big Daddy government. You know, Alex, you're born 1974. Not only you were born in the 11th like Joe Rogan, you're a tiger. And you know what? America was founded 1776, the year of the monkey, your enemy sign. That's why the American government has given you so much trouble, brother. Just some little astrology. You see, you're so skilled when it comes to the monetary system and how the Fed basically, you know, hoodwinked us, and you're one of the first people ever talked about it. But what about the fact that 28th number of wealth, like Elon Musk, is born on the 20th, like Bill Gates is born on the 20th? Guess who was the president who signed the Federal Reserve Bill into action? It was Woodrow Wilson, born on the 28th. Alex.
All right, listen, I appreciate your comments, but I am not going to sit here and say somebody's evil because of what date they're born on. People have free will. God gave us free will. But definitely the globalists are into numerology. They're obsessed with it. I understand all that. But Chase Geiser, you haven't commented yet. You want to comment on the deep state, your definition of it, before we go to more speakers?
Yeah. It's so hard to cover because it's all-encompassing. I think it's a little bit of everyone, and it's not just those who know that they're participating in this.
Well, the people are the real deep state when we follow globalist directives. That's the power it gets, is exactly fooling us to go along with it.
Right.
The people are the final deep state. That was a really smart point.
Right. Well, just like it, what you see in what you saw in the USSR or in China, people being afraid to speak out against the Communist Party because they don't know which of their neighbors are part of the party. All the civilians become indoctrinated and adopted into the deep state at a certain critical mass, and we almost reached it. You know, I know that last speaker said some things that were out there, but he also made some very, very coherent points, and there is a point at which we are all adopted into this deep state unless we fight against it, Alex.
Well said. And becoming aware of people that have decided your future is the beginning of you deciding your future. Who's up next?
Let's hear from Cash My Memes. Cash My Memes, are you still there? Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say. If you're not still there, we'll move on. Okay, let's move on to Liberty Goth, Libertarian Goth, excuse me. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say. Oh, there you go. Libertarian Goth, try it out.
Go ahead.
I'll speak now. Yeah, okay. It was muted. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, anyway, sorry. Yeah, it was muted by you guys. Anyways, Alex, love the show. Love everything you're doing. I'll be quick. I just wanted to basically, Alex, how do you not get blackpilled from all of this? Seriously, man, how do you just not think that they're going to be able to take everything over? I know you've made a lot of progress. You've probably seen a lot of people wake up in your 30, 40 years of doing this. But if you could just go into a little bit how you stay optimistic through all this, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I stay optimistic because I know God created the universe is in control. And I've been, God's literally given me information that comes through over and over again. So I know there is a powerful force outside of us. And I see the globalists as who've stolen control of the money supplies. So they look like they have a lot of power, but they don't. And I see how far we've come in the 30 years I've been on air. It'll be 30 years next month, like 15 days. And so I just have a lot of optimism, and I just believe in humanity. And I think as people believe in themselves and believe in God and believe in building an alternate plan, we're going to turn this around. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, he gave us
a response. Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, just keep in mind, everybody who's listening, Alex isn't always looking at the screen, so he can't see emojis and stuff like that. I can see him, but sometimes he wants you to give feedback after he calls on. You want me to go to the next person?
Yes, let's move through these.
Okay, let's do Libertarian Goth. Why don't you try unmuting yourself this time and see if we can hear you.
Okay, hi, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Okay, hi. Hi, Alex. First off, big fan, most vindicated man in America. So it's great to be on. Just one question I had. Earlier you were talking about the deep state and how it kind of has gone like worldwide in the pandemic, how all these countries were kind of having the same, the same kind of rules and regulations despite being on opposite sides of the globe, having different populations, climates, everything else. How deep... or how many countries do you think are really involved in having, I guess, part of this whole deep state cabal?
There's three major, if you read the CFR, Trilateral Commission, this is all academic, it's all admitted. There's three power blocks. There's the Anglo-American establishment, that's the British Empire and America that merged in the 20s. And then Europe, after the Anglo-American Empire defeated Hitler, took over Europe to a certain extent. So you have the European Union with the Anglo-American Empire. That's the main power block. It's got about 70% of the power. Then you've got China has about 20%, and it broke with the globalists who set them up in the last 10 years. So you have the Anglo-American Empire, the Chi-Com Empire, and then Russia economically is not even as powerful as California, but they have highly efficient scientific people and folks that are willing to die, and they have the biggest nuclear arsenal that's admitted, and so they're the real wild card. So it's the Russians, the Chinese, and the Anglo-American establishment, and the Anglo-American establishment with BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard control 80%+ of world wealth. And they're going around creating a system to cut off resources because they have all the money to buy everything up that's left and also then dictate social control to people. So that's what's frustrating is the New World Order global government is out in the open. And so the dominant force, kind of like Hitler in 1940, that's expanding, is the Anglo-American establishment. But it's at war with its own people while it's at war with the world. But then we have units inside America that's in the heart of the Anglo-American establishment. And again, this would be white people. This is what Putin calls the West, the Anglo-American Alliance, because that's the term they give themselves. And that goes back to William the Conqueror, and it's a technical name, but they use the ancient names. And so that's where we are, is that this group is trying to get world government, trying to take over, trying to get its way. But within it, you've got Missouri, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, a bunch of other states pulling money out of BlackRock, saying we're not going to fund your drag queen pedophile time. We're not going to fund your carbon taxes. And that's already bringing them to their knees. So they'll have incredible power once they get the ESG, central bank digital currency, social credit score in. But they haven't got it in yet. So now's the real battle space to not let that system get in where the real control begins. Does that make sense? Anything else?
No, I was just kind of curious because there are some countries that didn't really follow, like Sweden, I know, didn't do lockdowns as much. And aren't they part of the whole European Union? And, you know, how I know that they were kind of.
Well, they are now. They just entered NATO and now they want total war. So, yeah, they didn't poison their own people, but now they're supporting World War III. So, yeah, there's a lot of jockeying and rearranging things right now.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your question and comments. Chase, who's up next?
Let's try the great Harrison Smith. Harrison, if you are there, go ahead and unmute yourself and make sure you plug Survival Shield X3.
Yeah, everybody, make sure you get Survival Shield X3 at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, thank you, Chase, for covering American Journal this morning. I'm here in West Virginia somewhere, about to go on Timcast tonight, so hopefully all the Info Warriors can tune into that. I'm sure we'll be talking about the deep state. But I think, you know, the deep state has a weird dual nature where obviously it exists in the American government and pulls the strings of the American government. I think that's obviously the real big battle we're seeing go on right now.
As it works against American interests.
Exactly, and it has this international character that I think sort of goes all the way back to the invention of the concept of intelligence agencies. And I always think back to, of course, Nathaniel Rothschild buying up the British Stock Exchange after the Battle of Waterloo. And if you think about how he was able to do that, it's because the banks, because they had, you know, this very efficient communication network between nations, they had better information than the governments themselves did. And so everybody looked to Nathaniel Rothschild knowing that he would have the news before anybody else.
Harrison, stay there. Harrison, don't hang up. I want to come back and do 5 minutes with our morning talk show host, 8 a.m. Central, American Journal, Harrison Smith, InfoWars.com/show. You are hitting the nail on the head. Stay there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.